Hi writers, Laura Purdy Salas here with my weekly working children's writer roundup. And it's October 19th, 2018. So I have not done much writing this week, which makes me sad, but it's been an atypical week. The only thing I've worked on is one poem that's actually for my poetry group, so it will go on my blog, and that's it. So I am missing getting into my manuscripts and working. My 2019 books, Equations, which is a spring 2019 book called Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle. I've got the rough draft of a book trailer. I made a business card, a new business card for myself using beautiful art from this book. And my publisher put my name forward for a possible visit to an out-of-state children's book festival. And so we'll see if that comes through or not. If that happens, they would pay my expenses to go. I would not earn any income. It would be a promotional effort on my part. For Night, which is In the Middle of the Night, Poems from a Wide Awake House, another spring book, I did find out that I'll be going to TLA, the Texas Library Association annual meeting, next summer to be part of a poetry session. So I'm super excited about that. And another 2019 book, but this one's a fall one, and it's my one about winter. I got art to review, a PDF of art. And so I've done my first read through of that and made some notes that I will send back to my editor. And then the editor and art director will talk about it and they'll decide what they agree with and don't agree with, and then they'll talk to the artist. Okay, for NCTE, which is coming up in less than a month, holy moly, I set up a Google Doc for one of the little speaking engagements so that the two educators and I can work together to figure out what we're going to do. I worked on a PowerPoint for another one of my sessions. This one's about writing in the wild, so it's a poetry writing session. And yesterday I got the postcards that I designed and ordered, and I really love them. I will try to add a photo so that you can see them. The front is a poem and an image, and then the back has my complete schedule. So I'm looking forward to just handing those out to everybody who I meet. Let's see, submissions. This week I got two rejection emails, and both with invitations to submit more. And one thing I did this week is I read through about a dozen email newsletters, the Publishers Weekly Children's Bookshelves, which is a free newsletter that I recommend everybody sign up for. And so I've been so short on time, so they've just been piling up in my inbox, and I finally went through them all. And basically the most important thing is I go to the rights report section, and that's where they announce book sales. Usually these book sales actually took place a year or more ago, and they announce them generally like a year before the book comes out. And while I'm reading through those, I have my Excel document open where I have my list of publishers and editors and notes about them. And I'm looking for things to add. So when I open the email, I go straight to the rights report, and inside the rights report, I scroll down until I find the picture book listings, which are usually all together. And I'm looking for specific things. I'm looking for, so okay, if you're not familiar with this, here's an example of an entry. Catherine Jacobs at Roaring Brook Press has acquired world rights to Lauren De Stefano's A Unicorn Came to Dinner Again, illustrated by Gaia Cornwall. The picture book follows the chaos created when a unicorn shows up to dinner without an invite. and a surprise reveal as to why. Publication is planned for spring 2020. Barbara Pohl at Irene Goodman Literary represented the author, and Emily Van Beek at Folio Jr. represented the illustrator. So I read each one of the entries in the rights report for picture books, but I only take notes or add them to my database if they meet certain conditions. For instance, if the book sounds like a picture book I wish I had written, then I make note of that publisher and editor in my database. If it has a connection to a manuscript that I have already written, then I note that editor, because it could be that when I'm ready to submit my manuscript, then I might, you know, refer back to, oh, you acquired this picture book, which I think has this theme in common with the manuscript I'm sending you, or something like that. If it's a new editor at a publisher where I'm submitting stuff, but maybe I'm not getting a response, I make note of that new editor's name, because maybe I will try them next time instead of whoever I've been sending to. If it's a new-to-me publisher who I'm not familiar with, I might make note of that. Again, only if they're acquiring manuscripts that sound like the kind of things I like to write. And I also look for news of writers I know, so that I can congratulate them. So that's pretty much what I do. So a lot of the stuff, you know, I read it and just continue on. I used to try to keep this really comprehensive database, and it just got too overwhelming. So now I just look for the things that really resonate with me. And if it's a picture book that I think, oh, that has a connection to this book manuscript I'm getting ready to submit, I find that editor in my database, and I add a note that in a Publisher's Weekly Children's Bookshelf in October 2018, they announced this acquisition. So I try to just stick with things that I think really have a good chance of being useful to me. I don't try to store the whole world in there anymore. And then career stuff. So, the thing I accomplished this week career-wise is I got my October newsletter for educators ready to send out, and I wrote my main articles for my November newsletter for educators, Salas Snippets, and my newsletter for writers, which is A Writer Can Be. So I got both of those done. But I had two very unproductive days. One was good and one was bad. Monday was my birthday, and so the only work really that I did that day was I got up and I did my Lyrical Language Lab teaching videos for the day. So that took a couple hours. But then my husband and I did lots of fun stuff during the day, and it was wonderful. And then yesterday was not so wonderful. Yesterday, my website was down. I was getting error message all morning. I finally got in touch with GoDaddy, who hosts my website. And long story short, I spent about 6 hours on my website yesterday trying to get it straightened out. Almost four of those hours were on support chat with GoDaddy, which isn't that ridiculous? And then another hour and a half, couple hours on emails with my tech person trying to get things figured out. It was awful, so frustrating. And of course, a waste of a day. I got almost no other work done. So I now have a lot of work to make up, and I will probably be doing some work this weekend because I am behind on some stuff. And when it comes to websites, I will just say that I think every writer needs a website. If you are just getting started, though, then I think a free WordPress.com website is certainly, that can, you know, serve you well through several years of your writing career. I think it's really when you get to the point where you consider writing your career, and or it's the way, you know, that you're making the bulk of your income, at that point you probably will have a need for a more complicated website. And those more complicated websites can do a lot more. You have a lot more flexibility with them, but they can also be a real pain in the patootie, as mine was yesterday. So you should have a website, but it could be something very simple and free, and that is unlikely to ever cause you big tech problems. And if that's the space you're at, don't worry about it. Just take the best advantage of it you can, and be glad that you don't have to spend, you know, 6 hours talking with people about how the heck do I get my website back up. So it's been an unusual week with 2 days sort of down the drain. Okay, I think that's everything. When I update you next week, I am hoping I will have a lot more writing to report on. Thanks, and have a happy writing week.